With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This 2023 AL MLB preview edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100, get 100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party this Saturday. Sweat out your bets with us over on youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog. Back by popular demand. All rise. I got my judge shirt on, Sean.
Yes.
Baseball.
Baseball Kramer is here. Baseball Sean is here. I got my Phillies jersey on, rocking the Phils. Unfortunately, much like the Eagles, came up just a bit short in the championship series. But again, we don't know shit about baseball. That's why
we can talk like late 80s, early 90s baseball.
Yeah, happy if you want to talk about the early Chicago odds. White Sox, Frank Thomas, Joey Cora, Jack McDowell, Robin Ventura, Lance Johnson in center field. Steve Sachs was there, Bo Jackson. You can put it on the board. Yes. No, obviously we don't know that much about baseball, but thankfully we are joined by the co-host of the MLB Gambling Podcast. Going to get to them in just a second. But of course, as always, make sure you get down over on WynnBET, baby. MLB is here. Get down on the, I mean, so many ways to bet MLB. I mean, it's really cool now with the first five totals, you know, no run first innings, just player props in general.
I was going to say five innings still seems like a long time. Yeah. How about the one inning stuff, Sean?
No run first inning. Again, there's so many ways to bet baseball, especially, and we're going to be talking a ton of futures here, giving out some division bets, win total bets, even World Series predictions. Of course, get down over at winbet.com. It's 21 or older. President of the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700. And of course, make sure you get in on our Masters contest. Still time to enter to win a 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas. Hang out with us. Watch the Masters at Stadium Swim. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/golf party. And use the promo code SGP15 if you just want to come hang out. Joining us are the guys from the MLB Gambling Podcast. First off, you know him from the MLB Gambling Podcast. Ton of other shows on the network, including the NBA Gambling Podcast. Hashtag respect the NBA. Mr. Munaf Manji. What's up, Munaf?
No, I always take a good opportunity to fill or shit on the on any Philly sports. But look, we got to give credit where credit is due.
Yes.
MLB Sean shows up twice a year. Last season, before the season started, he gives out a casual 25-1 Cy Young Award winner. So
did give out Verlander. Wow. little future action, Ryan.
That is some serious. That well done, Munaf. Well done. Your performance review this month will go well.
Well, and Munaf really balances because you know when we have him on the show, very nice, very complimentary. When he's on social media, he's just firing shots left and right, saying you know we don't respect the NBA. Munaf,
it is genius.
I do like the NBA. But I mean, you want to talk about respect the NBA? What about the players respecting the NBA? I mean, today we got Embiid, Giannis, and the Joker all sitting out for like minor injuries. What's going on in your NBA?
You know what? That's exactly why people are actually starting to get turned off about the NBA. Like, and it's at a disadvantage for us too, right? When we're like recording the pods and just for our listeners, God, right? Yeah. Like we're okay. Like the marquee matchup everybody was looking forward to on Mondays, Embiid versus a Joker for the MVP. And lo and behold, Joel Embiid did like a report, like an interview with The Athletic. And he's talking all this shit about, hey, I'm the asshole of the league. I embrace the villainy like Terrell does. And then 2 hours or an hour after we record the part, Joel Embiid sitting out tonight due to a calf injury.
I am the evil bad guy. I'm an evil villain. I have a nagging calf. I won't be in. Yeah. I mean, at least in baseball, it's 162 games. You know they're not going to be playing some of the games. It's crazy in NBA. But hey, we're here to talk the hardball, and what better way than to be joined by the co-host of the MLB Gambling Podcast, our buddy from across the pond, Mr. Malcolm Bamford. What's happening, Malcolm?
Hello, lovely boys. How are you doing? Lovely to speak to you again. Been a while.
Yes.
Well, and if you didn't hear in the build up to bringing these guys on was Malcolm turning actual paper pages.
Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, it's worth it because he's got like some sort of.
What, it's not just one. This is the amount of shit work I do for you boys.
He's got mountains just of them. Tablets on tablets. He's got he's got some sort of tablecloth. It looks like from Christmas.
Is a Christmas tablecloth. Yeah.
I noticed that holiday theme tablecloth. I guess your wife doesn't trust you with the good table. You might shoot all over it or whatever. Whatever happened at your Premier League party, you spilled all over the place. There's a lot going on this network, Ryan.
Yeah.
You boys have had me so busy that I haven't had time to get the tablecloth off because I'm at the table working the whole time. But yeah, there was an incident with the kind of squirty cream a couple of weeks ago. But just to clarify,
it was the squirty cream incident is not something HR needs to be aware of. Just so we're clear, it was something completely different. Because over here, you hear the word squirty cream incident, and you might get a different idea, Malcolm.
It's Elon's Twitter.
And I'm glad that Malcolm's here. I'm glad that Munaf's here because to steal an expression from Malcolm, I feel like a bird in an eclipse right now going into this 2023 MLB season. But that's why we bring in the pros, Ryan. Won't stop us from giving out some picks. Again, I owe it to the fans to give out my 25-1 lock it up pick. All right, let's start here in the Nash. You want to go NL or AL first, Ryan? I'll let you have the honors.
I mean, do they still call it the junior and senior circuits? If so, AL is the junior circuit. So okay. Start there.
Let's start with the American League. Your AL East, Ryan.
Not even going to compliment me for that flex to show people I actually know baseball.
That is a great little inside nugget.
I know how to keep score too. Come at me.
Munaf, AL East. What are these win totals? Which one is jumping out at you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the under on the Tampa Bay Rays for this upcoming year. I'm in the minority this year, but I just so let's start with the pitching staff, right? They have Shane McClanahan, Cy Young candidate. I know we'll talk about Cy Young and things like that later, but I think the more concerning part for me is that I'm not sure they're going to be able to score enough runs to really support the pitching staff. We already see, I think Wander Franco is already headed for an MRI or to the IL for the Tampa Bay Rays. I think the other teams have definitely improved, right? We talk about the Yankees pitching rotation has improved. The Blue Jays made a defensive shift this year as far as their outfielders, having more defensive guys out there. They still have a top-notch pitching staff. The Red Sox, I think, may be a little bit more surprising this upcoming season. And then we talk about the Baltimore Orioles. They're going to be the big, fun, sexy pick as well because of all the young guys that they do have. So I feel like the Tampa Bay Rays do take a step back this upcoming season. I'm going to go with the under on the 89.5 right now that's posted for them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Feels dangerous to fade the Rays.
Yeah, I feel like they've been a bucket, but
they get blood out of a rock. Isn't that what they say? It seems like. And by the way, Sean, we did invest in some baseball in the futures draft that you missed.
Oh, yes.
While you're off snorkeling in real life. I'll update as we go. No futures from the AL East.
Mal, what about you? What's your favorite win total bet here for the AL East?
Well, there's good news and bad news for Munaf. The bad news is that I'm picking directly against him, but the good news is that he can still win. Because I've got the Rays winning the division, but with the 89 wins. So
you can still
fade the Munaf and you can sneak in by half a game. This is a three-way goal here. You could throw a blanket over the top three teams. It's like there's a four-game spread covering the top three teams here. And at that point, I think you have to take the outside of the three just for value's sake. So I've got the Rays to win the division. And that's a price of plus 380. But my best pick on the total is the Boston Red Sox. So their total is at 77.5. I get them going to 81. Lots of question marks in the lineup, but I think they're going to be all right. We just saw Yoshida from Japan, who was outstanding in the WBC. He hit a homer in the win over the USA. Sorry to bring that one up, boys, but
bastards.
Yes, I mean, did you see Team GB though? I mean, what a story that was.
Oh, that was fun to watch.
Everybody's favorite. But I like the rotation. I think Chris Sale is going to have an outstanding year. I'll be coming back to him in a little while. And there's a young lad on the pitching staff called Brian Beale as well, who I think is going to go okay. So I do fancy the race to win the division, but my best totals pick is the Red Sox to go over the 77.5.
I hear it sounds a little bit like Malcolm has a projection system.
Yes.
And
what do you think all those piles of notebooks are for?
He's manually
doing the heavy lifting.
I'm just predicting. I would imagine he just runs through the schedule manually for each team and comes to a number, and that's his projection.
Yeah, it's whiteboard in the corner. Yeah,
he really has everything going on over here.
I mean, it's a high tech, low tech studio.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Chris Sale was the guy who went crazy and cut up his own jersey. Was that correct?
You tell me. Is that
Munaf? Who is the
I
guy?
I don't think so.
Who is the pitcher that cut his own jersey?
Oh wait, yeah. Why? When he was on the White Sox.
Yes.
He got sent home. This was in 2016. He got sent home.
2016.
Maybe before your time. he got sent home because he used the knife to destroy his throwback uniform because he didn't want to wear it.
Yes. Because it was the throwback uniforms were like pinching his arm, and he threw a tantrum. He just cut up his jersey. I don't know. The guy sounds like a real crazy person.
Let's not say this too loudly. We're gonna have some situations in the NFL, maybe definitely the NBA. With the way these guys dress, they're gonna be coming in with. It's gonna look like the jersey has dreads. You're gonna see a midriff. It's gonna be horrible.
Yeah, Zeke's gonna be.
Let's make
Zeke's
sure
gonna be for them.
Let's get some sponsors there and right now, so they can't do that.
I'm the team I'm on in the AL East. Give me the Baltimore Orioles over 76.5, and Daniel Vreeland over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com made a good case for a small sprinkle on them to win the AL East at 25-1. I mean,
oh boy.
The Orioles ended, they finished 83-29. They were like one of the best teams, I think, to bet on the run line. They lost a ton of one score games. You bring in the number one rated prospect, Gunnar Henderson.
Jesus.
Look out. I think the O's are a sneaky team, and obviously the AL East is top heavy, but I certainly like them.
Can I just counter that, Sean, with
one of
the few stats I've got to hand it? Last year, Baltimore won 31 more games than they had done in 2021. Now, the 14 times that's happened in the past, 12 of those 14 teams have regressed by at least 12 games. So that knocks them way back down again, unfortunately. It's just because I like them. I find them quite easy to root for. They've got a load of fun players in there. Players like you mentioned, Gunnar Henderson. But that start completely and utterly turned me off. But I mean, the rules are there to be broken, Sean. So who's to say?
No, I think you're right. They are probably primed for a regression, but even at 76.5, I think that's somewhat doable.
What would you, I mean, not obviously you don't have this data in front of you, Munaf, but what would you say the Orioles average win total has been the last 5 years?
Ooh,
like 60 something. For sure. Are we like below, like probably 60 to 65.
Yeah. Like this is a,
I mean, they won. Yeah. They won 83 last year, so they could still regress a decent amount and still hit that over. Like they could still regress what, six games and still hit the over 76.5. I think what I'm saying, I think the number is pricing in the Orioles regression there.
Yeah. What I wanted to look up, the Orioles win total last year was 61.5.
Yeah. So they destroyed it. I still think it's a decent bet this year. Obviously it is a higher number, but I think the team's decent.
You know what? This is fun that we did, because obviously I was coming with the handful of picks I came with. This was the one that you circled. This is the obvious regression. They won eight games by 3 points.
You're going
this
Baltimore under.
Using principles we learned in the NFL, Sean. This is the classic. You have to fade this team. 61.5 to 76.5 is a massive shift for a team that is still projected to be at the bottom of their division, which means, I know. We didn't even ask these guys, but I know there are some changes to the schedule. Still play your division a shit ton. And for that reason, yeah, under Baltimore. And honestly, when we're out in Vegas at the Circa, I'm going to see what the no price is on the Orioles to win the division. With all these sharps laying these big prices, I think I might do it. Take a couple mortgage payments, just throw it on the Orioles to not win the division.
Do you have a play on the division, Ryan?
Oh, I mean, come on. I'm still going to play the Yankees.
Chalk. +130.
This kind of feels like a Yankees year, you know. No big favorites in the final four. Underdogs.
Some chalk. Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great year for those Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees fans.
No, I mean, I'm wearing a Yankee shirt. I'm gonna be into the season for at least one game. I'm committing to opening day, and we'll see from there.
Munaf, what do you got for a division winner?
Blue Jays.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I was gonna say, if I wasn't a Yankees fan, it seems like the kind of year you bet the Blue Jays.
Why you like the Blue Jays for the division, Munaf? 2-1.
Yeah, number one, I really do like their pitching rotation. They added Chris Bassett along with Alek Manoah, Kevin Gausman. We saw what he did with the Giants, and he was pretty good last year as well with the Blue Jays. I think the one guy that you have to look out for this rotation that may break or make this rotation is going to be Jose Berrios. The offense was one of the best ones last year. They, like I mentioned, they added some defensive guys with Kevin Kiermaier, Dalton Varsho from the Diamondbacks, but they still have a MVP caliber player in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. If George Springer, Bo Bichette, those guys are able to stay healthy, I think from 1-6, Matt Chapman as well. 1-6, I think they're a great hitting lineup. I like what they did as far as defense, and then the bullpen is going to be great as well. And then they brought back the interim manager from last year, who's going to be really good for them this year. So, and they also changed the dimensions in the ballpark. So obviously they'll give up runs as well. But when you have these caliber hitters in this lineup with a shortened wall in right field, they'll be able to score a lot of runs. So I really do like from top to bottom, from pitching to hitting to their bullpen, the Blue Jays.
Now you mentioned they changed the dimensions of the park. There's a bunch of rule changes for baseball. We've gone.
Which, and shout out to baseball for trying, at least.
Yeah, they've made the bases gigantic. They're what, 20 feet by 20 feet across.
Massive.
Yeah, and then they have the pitch clock. How are you? Are you doing anything as far as like changing? It seemed like in the World Baseball Classic, there was a number. It was good for the overs, but have you, like, because the pitchers seem to be struggle with like a rush clock. Are you factoring any of these rule changes into your handicapping?
I think early on we'll have to keep an eye out for totals, but I think another underrated market that we should look at for prop purposes is the stolen bases market, because really the changes that they did make are that they want to see more action on the base paths, you know, guys getting on bases, scoring runs, stealing bases, and things like that. So I think there's going to be a point where it might take the books maybe a 2-4 weeks, up to a month, maybe even a month and a half to catch up as far as some of these player props, as far as, you know, stolen bases markets, runs scored, things like that. So I think that's where you got to pounce on it early. And obviously we'll keep an eye on the game totals as well, the daily games. But obviously, like, you know, you guys mentioned, it's just create more excitement, right, for fans to get them engaged again, seeing more runs scored, more balls being in play and things like that. So I think those are the two things I'm looking at, is the game totals and the stolen bases market.
What better way to catch a baseball game than by rocking some Shady Rays? Can't wait to head down to Chavez Ravine, rock my Shady Rays. These polarized glasses are awesome. Obviously, they're awesome if you're, I mean, if I was an outfielder, I'd be all over these Shady Rays. I went to a game and it was at Chavez Ravine, obviously a very sunny park. There's a guy in the outfield without sunglasses. You're a madman. How would you track the ball with no sunglasses? I don't get it. And especially when you can get a sweet pair of Shady Rays, look good, play good, especially when you're rocking these sweet, sweet Shady Rays. Again, if you don't like them for whatever reason, you could return them for free within 30 days. If you break them, smash them, even on day one, they got you covered. Great return policy there. They will send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. I don't know how they do it. But again, love my Shady Rays. All you got to do is go to ShadyRays.com. Use the promo code SGPN for 50% off two plus pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. Kramer and I rocking our Shady Rays now in studio. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Also shouting out Sword Vitality. Oh, that's right. You want to hit a home run in the bedroom? You want to get an inside the park home run? I don't really know what that equivalent would be, but hey, check out some Sword Vitality. Increase blood flows in ways that help you thrive in the bedroom. Can also increase your stamina. Again, maybe you're a 9-inning guy, or you're looking to become a 9-inning guy. Maybe you were a no runs in the first inning. You want to get the full 9 innings. You need to go to SwordVitality.com. Helps increase your stamina. You don't have to hide it. You can be proud of it. Unsheath your sword. Again, you're not hitting a home run with a soft bat, and the same applies to the bedroom. SwordVitality.com, promo code SGPN, get a nice discount at checkout, and make sure you click all the way through so you get that discount. SwordVitality.com, promo code SGPN. Unsheath your sword.
Couple things, Sean. One, they don't allow aluminum or metal bats.
Oh, yeah. In,
so we're going to need to get
Sword Vitality. It's like playing with aluminum bat. Great analogy.
Right? No, well, I was going to say it's a perfect way for us to transition and talk about the types of wood. See what we're doing there?
Okay.
And,
I like it.
And it made me think we need for baseball season, we need a base, like a bat cracking a ball sound effect for Sword Vitality. I know it's a long stretch there, but. We are. It is the American pastime. Boners and baseball.
What's more American? I like your optimism that we will be talking more baseball on the show.
I told you. What if I decide to opt in after day one for another day?
Look out.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, here's a fun exercise. So the old bases were 15 inches square.
Yeah,
the home plate's not affected. The new bases are 18 inches square.
So they're still square.
So they're going from 15 to 18 inches square. What percentage increase in area is that? How much bigger are these?
So you'd have
bases
to do 3 times 3, right?
You could do it a number of ways. You could say, let's say new size area minus old size area. Anyway, it's 44% bigger.
Really?
Which is somewhat shocking. The average person isn't going to make that assumption. Also, 90 feet from base to base. Well, we're cutting that down by almost a half foot here.
Really?
Well, again, the base is growing.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah, you're right.
So if you think of it just purely like, what if they were to, you know, now you see you're really 89 and a half feet. So the speedsters are going to be cutting down that time by a couple tenths. It's got to matter. I mean,
no, yeah,
it feels anecdotal, but it also like, it's
material. But you think about if like stealing a base becomes 5% easier, you do that over a 162 game season, that's going to add up to more runs, more bases.
One of our futures that we bought into in the futures draft, Sean,
yeah,
is Corbin Carroll, which is a top prospect speedster, faster than even Trey Turner. Most stolen bases in the league this year.
Mal, so, do you have any hot takes on the new baseball rules?
I love it. You see, I don't have the baggage of 35 years or whatever watching baseball that a lot of people who are complaining about me do. So I'm all for it. The games have been a shit ton quicker with the pitch clock. The spring training games have been going 2 hours five, 2 hours 10, right? Wow. We're saying at the start of the game that five innings is too long to wait to have a bit. Everything's squeezed up. And that means I can go to bed at a reasonable hour as well, by the way. I can get to bed an hour earlier this season. So that's all positive. The stolen base thing's great. The fact that the pitcher can only try and pick you off twice, can only throw over twice, that means, again, the base runner can take a huge lead. And so stolen, that again points to more stolen bases.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's absolutely
right,
right. In those first games, get on those speeds. Corbin Carroll is absolutely rapid as well. And I think the shift changes are kind of more relevant for fantasy. So if you're a fantasy player, there's a lot of players who've been absolutely handcuffed by the shift. And all of a sudden, I mean, it must be like, it's like Christmas morning for them both. They've got their game back again. You know, they've made a career for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of playing one shot. All of a sudden, it's back on again, you know, where the metrics have had the defenders stopping them. That's going to be back on again. So yeah, I'm all for it. I can't wait to see how it pans out.
It does seem interesting at most that they're, I mean, this is one of those things that Colby's not a baseball fan, but he would be pissed about the new shift rules. You're just making it easy. This guy, all he can do is hit it. I think to Malcolm's point, the shift stuff probably impacts the game more than the base stuff, but
yeah,
that's a fun trivia question for the bar.
All right. Moving over to the AL Central, Moonoff, you're on the clock. What do you got? What's your favorite win total?
I'm gonna go with the bottom of the barrel. Give me the Cancer Royals under. You talk about the three teams the AL Central at the top, the Guardians, the White Sox and the Twins. Those three teams are going to battle out. I mean, just look at their win totals. Those top two teams are only separated about four games, 82.5 for the Twins, 83.5 for the White Sox, 86.5 for the Guardians. I do understand they have some young talent, but I think the biggest question for me about this Royals team is going to be their pitching. They do have one guy in Brady Singer that they're looking forward to, but when you still have 50-year-old Zach Greinke on this team, who is going to be a guy that's going to be affected by that pitch clock now, who kind of likes taking his time after every pitch, I think that, you know, guys projected in this pitching rotation to have ERA of above 4.5, it's going to be difficult for them to win very many games. So I think that the Royals, it's going to be a long year for them. I see them more of a 65 to 68 win team. I think this number has ballooned up a little bit to 69.5. And I do like the Guardians to win this division again.
Mal, what do you got on the Royals?
Well, you might have heard my muted oh no in the background because I've got one pick and it's the over on the Kansas City Royals, which is absolutely no use to anybody. So yeah, we negate each other. I like him. They've got a lot of my totals, my favorite totals,
are
all out of the basement. I do like quite a lot of the bum teams to go over, as we'll find out in the next 20 minutes or so. But yeah, I like the lineup. I don't mind the pitching. And I do think everything's just going to be a little bit more squeezed together this year. So like I say, I've got a lot of the basement teams going over in Kansas City, one of them.
Kramer, what about you? What do you like here?
Oh, Guardians all day. Guardians? I'm in on the Guardians.
You're over on the Guardians?
I'm reading through. I had sent a text to someone. I was like, I need some intel on the Guardian or on the baseball season so I can sound like not a complete snorkeler. And the first thing I got in response was Guardians to win it all. Great bet this year.
Really?
And so while I have no idea how much grinding this person's been doing, it made me suggest, oh, okay, this is easy. I'll just be chalky in baseball like I am in every other sport. Take the over here, take the division. And I guess we're sprinkling the World Series too.
Wow. All right.
Is that too much? I wasn't supposed to reveal.
I mean, you know.
I mean, I just and I like the idea.
It's not crazy them to win the division +130. Them to win the World Series 22-1.
Guardian talk in the office too. I think we'll be good with Colby around. Hear his takes on.
He loves the new name. I'm gonna throw some hater hate on the Detroit Tigers. I think there's a real chance they could be the worst team in the majors. So I'm gonna take under 70.5. They're in a somewhat competitive division. They don't have a ton of talent, and yeah, I don't know. I don't think they have a great bullpen. They lost some guys in their bullpen, so I'm taking the Tigers under 70.5. Moonoff, what do you got for to win the division?
Guardians.
Oh, you're also.
Oh, interesting. It sounds pretty sharp over there.
Keeping it chalky, Malcolm. What do you got? Do you have a? Are you on the Guardians as well? Do you like any of these long shots?
No, I'm not. I'm on the Minnesota Twins. Again, a blanket finish predicted here between the Twins and the Guardians. Absolutely neck and neck, 4-0 finish. But the Twins are a bigger price, a little bit like the Rays with the Yankees and the Blue Jays. If they're all going to finish in a heap, you need to take the bigger price. So yeah, give me the Minnesota Twins.
FanGraphs likes the Twins and the Guardians to have the same amount of wins. So
yeah, I'm with Malcolm. I think you know, FanGraphs says it's gonna be close. The odds right, may as well, you know, take what? The +215.
Change my win total to Twins over.
Really?
And then I'll so keep you're, my Guardians.
You're Benedicting here a little bit.
I'm just positioning my portfolio for a nice mix between a ceiling and a floor, Sean.
Moving over to the AL West, Moonoff, you got to explain to me how the Angels are so bad at baseball and have Ohtani and Mike Trout. Like, there was that great moment. Well, unfortunately, Trout struck out, but I mean, you know, two of the best players in the world at baseball, and they're on the same team, and it's a pitcher who plays both sides, offense and defense. It's insane that their win total is at 81.5. And they just figure out ways to lose games. What do you got for your favorite AL West win total?
As far as the Angels, I mean, me and Mal have been harping on this ever since we started the MLB Gambling Podcast, is that they never address pitching.
Yeah.
Like, they've never done it, and they've never went out and got an ace pitcher. I know when they got Ohtani, he was automatically their best pitcher. I know they brought in Tyler Anderson from the Dodgers, but I still feel like they needed a frontline starter without us going out and getting a guy like Scherzer or Verlander, but they never did it. Tyler Anderson's a nice pickup. I think Patrick Sandoval will be good for them as well. But health has been a real issue for this Angels team as well, right? We've seen Mike Trout be out for a long period of time over the last two seasons, and other guys in and out of the lineup as well. Anthony Rendon, another guy that's missed significant time and hasn't really lived up to the contract that he was given to by the Angels after he left the Nationals, after they won the ring. So this is really a make or break year for the Angels, because Ohtani is on the brink of free agency. So it might come to a point where they may have to trade Ohtani. I think we can talk about that later in the season. But as far as the AL West, it's hard to ignore the Astros, just how good they are. Season in, season out. They are going to be without Jose Altuve for about 2 months because he did fracture his thumb, I believe, in the World Baseball Classic.
Was that like moving a trash can around or something?
It was something like that.
jammed his thumb pretty bad.
Yeah, he got caught up in the wires or something like that. But I'm going to stay with the Astros. They just find ways to just get W's, and if they need to go out and make a move, whether it's at the trade deadline, they're not afraid to do that. We saw a couple of years ago when they went out and got Verlander last season, they went out and got Christian Vasquez and Trey Mancini at the trade deadline to kind of help with the depth. And again, two batters in this lineup that are really going to benefit from that defensive shift being banned are Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker. So I'm going to stick with the Astros here at over 95.5 wins.
Mm. All right, Sean.
It all depends how much Mattress Mac is putting down on the Astros as to whether I'm going to tail them or not. He did
run the
win.
Other way then.
He did win last year, but then he's been on a cold streak otherwise.
Since Mike Trout has played full season. So scratching the 2011 season, we didn't really play. How many times has Mike Trout gone over this number in his career win total?
Oh, I would say
81.5. How many times has Mike Trout and the Angels gone over 81 wins, 81.5 wins?
I'd say in his two career? 2 years.
Three.
Wow.
Yeah. And the last time it happened was 2000. It was 2012 rookie year, 2014, where they won 98, easily the best season he's had. And then the next year, 85, has not done it since then. 2015, the last time the Angels got over this number.
Crazy.
And I, a little inside Iggy here, Sean, you know, a mutual friend of ours who knows a lot of people, he had,
I have no idea who you're talking
mutual
about.
Mutual friend, knows a lot of people in LA.
Okay.
We know, had a friend go to Fullerton, get drafted into the league. I'm limiting down the numbers.
Yep.
And he may or may not have essentially said that the Angels are cool with weed in the locker room.
Hmm.
And I have to imagine, I have to, not that Mike Trout seems square as fuck, so I don't think he's getting down with it, which is why he can compete for the MVP. But I got to imagine, maybe it's the bullpen. Maybe that's why the bullpen. This team is cursed. When you pull up their record, they live in they're in Los Angeles.
Yep.
You can recruit anyone. You have the two best players in the game, and yet you still can't even muster 80 wins. The last time they got 80 wins was 2018, Sean. On the Angels, worst stadium in sports. I once got a ticket for drinking a beer sitting next to my Honda Element from a cop on a horse in that fucking parking lot.
That is a disgusting act.
I don't think you were there for that, Sean. I was there with a former Yankee fan and friend of the program, Bill, rest in peace.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy. I got a fucking ticket for tailgating at an Angels game from a cop on a horse. So we're going to go under the Angels win total. I know you didn't ask me, but I wanted to share that.
Feel free to pop in, Ryan.
And I do think, while for most people, marijuana is not a performance enhancer. And so, yeah, I think it's probably not good that the medical staff there is cool with
too much weed.
Cannabis.
Well, here we go. For me, I'm taking the Seattle Mariners under 87.5 wins. I mean, they had that magical run to get them to 90 wins. They close out the season super strong. I understand why some people would be high on the Mariners, but I don't know. I just don't. It just felt like everything went right for that Mariners team. They're probably one of those teams that is due for regression. So I'm on Seattle under 87.5. Malcolm, am I crazy to be fading the Mariners? And what do you like win total here?
No, the smudge of doom is next to Seattle under 87.5 in my jotter here. So I absolutely co-sign that one, Sean. I'm with you,
Mark. Smudge of doom.
Yep. The Angels, we did the division preview and myself and Moon have joked that my first album is going to be called Seduced by Angels. Because every year we've done this show, I get seduced by the Angels again. And that's exactly what's happened. I think Mike Trout's going to have a vintage Mike Trout season, a stellar Mike Trout season. Ohtani's only going to get better and better. I think they should be about 7-1 here to win the division. And they're getting 11-1. So I would take the Angels to make the playoffs at plus 165, but my total is going to be Oakland. Oakland are being very disrespected. The total is at 59.5. I think they're going to win 68 games.
Oh.
I don't think that the starting rotation is too bad. Moon, shut up. There's a lot of names in there that we like. Paul Blackburn, James Kaprielian, Ken Waldichuk, we just like seeing, admittedly. The bullpen is better than a whole lot of other teams. They've added a couple of overseas additions, Fujinami, the Japanese pitcher. Yeah, they are terrible, but they're not 59.5 terrible. They're 68 games terrible, and that's plenty bettable for me.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I like how he dumpster dives.
It's a classic.
All the air out the room there.
No, it's just the I do this many times as well. Of like,
I just want to listen to Moonoff and Malcolm do a podcast about.
Yeah,
baseball.
if only there was a way to subscribe to the MLB gambling podcast. So I got you on the Angels to win the division, in spite of the odds that would actually happen. Moonoff, what about you? What do you like to win the division?
I'm gonna stick with the Astros, man. I hate laying a minus price for this long in the season. But until somebody dethrones this Astros team, it's just really hard to ignore them. Even without Altuve for 2 months, there's more than enough to compensate. I mean, they freaking picked up Jose Abreu from the damn Chicago White Sox to come play first base with them. That's a former MVP. So until I see somebody dethrone the Astros, it's got to be the Astros for me.
Sweet. So this in the last leg of my division winning parlay, take all the chalk.
You're also taking Houston minus 175, right?
Yes.
As much as I would like to ride with Malcolm and the Angels at 8.5 to 1, I'm never going to take the Astros, especially all those mean things their fans said to me on social media.
It happened. It's over.
It was really fun. And then, oh man, when the Phillies won that game, I had even cut together a video of all their hateful screenshots, and I had the music ready to go. I was about, all I had to do was hit export on the video. Well, and the Phillies needed to win the World Series. And then it all came crumbling down to spite the Astros fans. And because anytime a division win total is 250 to 1, I'm in. Give me the Oakland A's to shock the world.
No.
And 250 to 1. I'll say this: the value is there because 500 to 1 to win the World Series, only 250 to 1 to win the division. There's five teams.
Will this bet still be alive?
Moonoff walked off the show.
Will this bet still be alive on August 1st?
Will it be alive May 1st?
I love the moxie, but it's a hard. I mean, once again, you can parlay the chalk, like I'm gonna do, and you can get plus 731.
All right, that'll do it for the NL version of this MLB 2023 preview. Of course, we are also dropping the AL preview that will also have the Cy Young, the MVP, and our World Series predictions.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stegging the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Ironically long.
Kramer, let it ride.